that it begins to get quite complicated when you introduce long-term consequences and so forth. But the point to be recognized here is that there is no other standard of value because everything is derived from this search for well-being. And this means then that everything in life for the individual has to be defined in terms of his individual happiness. And because happiness is relative, every reference to happiness must be qualified to whose happiness you are talking about. Because one particular object, idea, or person is not necessarily going to bring happiness for every individual. And since happiness is the object, quite naturally then, each individual will evaluate things in terms of his knowledge, his experience, and observations. Words will necessarily take on definitions that include happiness within them. For example, the word good is then defined as that which brings happiness to the individual. Along with that, bad would be whatever causes unhappiness to the individual. Now recognize that this pertains to a specific individual, to this specific individual you're talking about at the moment. It's what he believes will come to him that he calls good. There's no social significance here whatsoever. If a social question should enter the picture, it can only be as a means to this end. The individual, for instance, might want to rearrange the societal structure because he would rather live in a different kind of society. And when he then says that this is good for society, what he means is this is more in keeping with the kind of society that I believe would bring me more happiness. Now, the same thing is bound to apply to words like right and wrong. Again, right is whatever brings the individual happiness, and wrong is whatever causes him unhappiness. You may have a different idea of what is right and wrong for him or what he should do, etc., all of these things. But remember, we're dealing with an individual who is living within the confines of his own knowledge, who knows nothing more in life than what he personally has developed, what he's been exposed to, and what he has experienced. He is not acting from your knowledge. And if we want to communicate with him, if we want to deal with him in any way, we have to recognize him as living within the boundary lines of his own world. So if you want to tell this individual that something is wrong, then you'd better explain it to him in terms that show that his objective, his happiness, are being decreased, because nothing else will have any significance to him. If an individual commits a crime, as you define the word crime, and he apparently gets away with it, when you tell him that it is wrong, you had better have some evidence to show him that this is going to cause him unhappiness ultimately. Not that it will cause somebody else unhappiness, but that it will cause him unhappiness, because he is not living for an orderly society. He is not living for anyone else's happiness. He's not living for the well-being of the world. He is living to create the feeling of well-being within himself. To prove to him that he is gaining his happiness at the expense of someone else's unhappiness is meaningless, because he doesn't live for anyone else's happiness. He lives for his own, and if it were possible for him to gain his happiness at the expense of the entire rest of the world, you have to recognize that that is what he would do, because it would be right for him as he sees it. Now, if you can't mentally conceive of a way in which one individual could have happiness at the expense of the entire rest of the world, that doesn't change the principle we're talking about. It still must be recognized as being correct. There are questions of mutually profitable exchanges and so forth, which we will deal with later. But the point is still that we want to recognize the object of the individual's actions, that the happiness of the rest of the world can only be a means to his end and not an end in itself. Now, if you think of the fact that one individual would be right in his own eyes in gaining his happiness at the expense of the rest of the world, you can let that upset you if you want to. You can fret and fume and call him immoral. You can say anything you want. You can say that that's being coercive. You can call him anything you want, something even worse. But nothing is changed thereby by your referring to him in this way. The reality of the thing which you have to realize if you want to deal with him is that he is living for his happiness in his world based upon his knowledge, and nothing else has any significance to him. If he is somehow capable of obtaining his happiness at the expense of the rest of the world, he will. The point being then that you cannot use words like good and bad or right and wrong without a point of reference. One specific individual. Whose happiness are you talking about when you refer to something as being good or bad or right or wrong? This question must be answered. All right, let's proceed further in examining our premises then. The individual has three resources.